currently, centers are not reimbursed by Medicaid for remote visits, but House Bill 1092 would affirm that telemedicine services meet the definition of a face-to-face visit. Polly Anderson with the Colorado Community Health Network says remote visits are sometimes a patient's best option, especially during flu season.
When you're sick and you might be contagious, to the extent that some of that can be diagnosed through symptom description or what your temperature is, keeps that sick person out of the waiting room. They're not waiting there next to a child maybe that's there for a well baby visit.
Telemedicine cuts travel and wait times dramatically. Patients need only pick up their smartphone or sit down at a computer at their appointed time. The measure is set to be heard by the Public Health Care and Human Services Committee on Wednesday. An estimate of any additional costs the bill might add to the state's Medicaid tab has not yet been issued. Anderson says telemedicine is especially convenient for people with chronic conditions such as diabetes and high blood pressure, where a doctor-patient relationship is already established. The state's homeless population should also benefit. Social workers can connect clients with medical care from any place with cell service. Anderson also believes the measure will reduce Colorado's overall Medicaid expenses because more people will be able to access primary care.
Primary care is a key component in preventing and treating illnesses before they get worse, before they would result in an emergency room visit or, worse, in a hospital admission.
The measure would also allow the costs of clinical pharmacists, a key part of a health center's team-based approach, to be included in reports submitted to Medicaid for reimbursement. Clinical pharmacists help ensure patients get the best medicine available at the best price and avoid negative interactions between medications.
For KDNK, I'm Eric Galatis.